Today is Earth Day. We're airing stories throughout the week about people determined to make at least a slice of the world a better place. Today, we meet a doctor who did not set out to make an environmental statement. He simply wanted to set aside a few acres of green space for sick kids to find peace and quiet. Those acres just happened to be part of a contested piece of the Milwaukee County grounds. We walk a bit of the land with Dr. Mark Gorlick. People have rallied behind different causes on the Milwaukee County grounds. Those causes have included saving the magnificent but crumbling structures that have lived there since 1912, to the monarch butterflies that touch down there every year during their annual migration. Mark Gorlick steered clear of the muddle and did his job. He's a pediatrician and chief operating officer at Children's Hospital. He could see the halo of trees out of his office window and would occasionally slip over for a bit of cool and quiet. Then last June, a 10-year-old patient visited Gorlick.
He was a patient at the hospital, and his mom came to see me in my office. And James, his little boy's name, was talking to me about how when he comes to the hospital, he likes to come out here and walk because it makes him feel like he's getting away from the hospital.
Just days earlier, Gorlick's young niece had died.
She had been treated at another hospital at Johns Hopkins on the East Coast, but she'd had a similar experience of feeling like she needed to get away from the hospital, and being outdoors made a big difference to her when she was able to do that. So that really resonated with me, this idea that we have this property right across the street.
Gorlick immediately blogged. He wrote, James, who has spinal bifida, has spent a lot of time at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, but he's pretty unimpressed with our clinics and operating rooms. What gets him going is the park-like space across the street on the county grounds.
And probably three or four people from the hospital contacted me after him and said, oh, that would be so cool. I want to help make that happen. I said, okay, you're on.
Gorlick figures there might be 3 to 5 acres to work with, but quickly adds,
the trails and real estate are not my area of expertise. I'm learning a little bit, but
the closest neighbor to the natural area is Ronald McDonald House, and Gorlick says its leaders are keen about the idea. He also knows of other hospitals around the country that have created scapes to feel natural.
And we've got that right here. You've got these large trees you could hear, we saw the ducks walking past, you could hear the birds, and yet here we are just, you know, a few hundred feet from Watertown Plank Road, but you feel like you're away from it all.
Gorlick says much remains to be done and many questions are unanswered. Would Milwaukee County lease the land? Should Gorlick's team create a nonprofit to manage it? Who would assume liability? What Gorlick does know is that he'd like to leave the wooded lot as untouched as possible.
I think we want it to be very simple. You know, have it maintained and marked. Probably have some benches so that people can sit and rest because they'll need that. And at least some portion of it that we can make sure is accessible for everybody.
Gorlick says the young patient's words continue inspiring him.
You know, James was very articulate about how important it was for him to be outside in a nice place as part of feeling better.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
Yeah, he said this was one of his favorite spots.